This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pennsylvania's governor vetoed a bill Monday that would ban a cruel, even barbaric, form of abortion. Tom Wolf, accompanied by abortion industry allies, celebrated his veto signature of Senate Bill 3 despite strong bipartisan support in both houses and his upcoming reelection bid next November. Planned Parenthood directs every adjective that could be applied to D&E abortions to legislators that created the bill. The ACLU is using two more juvenile immigrants in federal custody to compel the White House to accept participation in abortion. One girl named Jane Poe in court documents has been changing her mind about abortion. Government attorneys essentially say children should not be compelled by abortion advocates to embrace such irreversible decisions. This is Life News Radio. Do you tire of the rancor and discord among Americans? Yes, we have plenty of sin, but Christians call it sin, not merely a lack of political correctness. Yet for human rights, for acceptance of other peoples, this is the greatest country in the world because we embrace mercy and demand the performance of goodness. So thank God for America. More than complaining, pray for her. Let us be a culture of life. In other headlines, New Mexico abortion opponents are filing a formal complaint in the abortion death of Keisha Atkins to inquire if she was denied adequate emergency care after a septic abortion. And the Trump administration has found another way to incur the wrath of abortion advocates. A White House memo directs CDC staff to use the term baby in place of fetus. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.